This morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20. This chapter entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena, text number 14. Shreyaha Prajapalanam Eva Rajyaha Yat Samparaye Sukrita Shastam Ansam Harta Anyatha Hrita Punyaha Prajanam Arakshita Karaharaha Agamati. Sriya Prajapalanameva Rajyo Yat Samparaye Sukrita Sastamamsam Harta Anyatha Hrita Punya Prajanam Arakshita Karaharo Ghamati. Shreya Prajapalanameva Rajyo Yat Samparaye Sukrita Sastamamsam Harta Anyatha Hrita Punya Prajanam Arakshita Karaha Rogamati. Please chant. Shreya Prajapalanameva Rajyo Yat Samparaye Sukrita Sastamamsam Hartanyatha Hrita Punya Prajana Arakshita Karaha Rogamati. Shriya Prajapalanameva Rajyo Yat Samparaye Sukrita Sastamamsam Hartanyatha Hrita Punya Prajanam Arakshita Karaha Rogamati. Shriya Prajapalanameva Rajyo Yat Samparaye Sukrita Sastamamsam Hartanyatha Hrita Punya Prajanam Arakshita Karaha Rogamati. Mataji. Shriya Prajapalanameva Rajyo Yat Samparaye Sukrita Sastamamsam Hartanyatha Hrita Punya Prajanam Arakshita Karaha Rogamati. Words meaning. Shreyaha auspicious. Prajapalanam ruling over the general mass of people. Eva certainly. Rajyaha for the king. Yet because. Samparaye in the next birth. Sukrita from the pious activities. Shastam Amsham, 1/6 part. Artha, collector. Anyatha, otherwise. Ritapunyaha, being bereft of the results of pious activities. Prajanam, of the citizens. Arakshita, one who does not protect. Karaharaha, tax collector. Agham, sin. Ati, receives or suffers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. To give protection to the general mass of people who are citizens of the state is the prescribed occupational duty for a king. By acting in that way, the king in his next life shares 1/6 of the results of the pious activities of the citizens. But a king or executive head of the state who simply collects taxes from the citizens but does not give them proper protection as human beings has the results of his own pious activities taken away by the citizens, and in exchange for his not giving protection, he becomes liable to punishment for the pious activities, impious activities of his subjects. Purport. It's a very long purport. Please tolerate us. The question may be raised here that if everyone engaged in spiritual activities to attain salvation and become indifferent to the activities of the material world, then how could things as they are go on? And if things are to go on as they ought to, how can a head of state be indifferent to such activities? In answer to this question, the word Sreyaha, auspicious, is used here. The division of activities in society as arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead was not blindly or accidentally created, as foolish people say. The Brahmana must do his duty properly, and the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and even the Shudra must do the same. And every one of them can achieve the highest perfection of life, liberation from this material bondage. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:45. Sve karmanya viratah sansiddhim labhate narah. By executing one's prescribed duties, one can attain the highest perfection. Lord Vishnu advised Maharaj Prithu that a king is not enjoined to give up his kingdom and the responsibility of protecting the prajas or citizens, to instead go away to the Himalayas for liberation. He can attain liberation while executing his royal duties. The royal duty or the duty of the head of the state is to see that the praja or the general mass of people are doing their respective duties for spiritual advancement, spiritual salvation. A secular state does not necessitate a king or head of state who is indifferent to the activities of the prajas. In the modern state, the government has many rules and regulations for conducting the duties of the prajas, but the government neglects to If the government is careless in this matter, the citizen will act whimsically, without any sense of God realization or spiritual life, and thus become engaged in sinful activities. An executive head should not be callous to the welfare of the general mass of people while he simply goes on collecting taxes. The king's real duty is to see that the citizens gradually become fully Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means completely free from all sinful activities. As soon as there is complete eradication of sinful activities in the state, then there will be no more war, pestilence, famine or natural disturbances. This was actually prevailing during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira. If a king or head of the government is able to induce the citizens to become Krishna conscious, then he is worthy to rule over the mass of people. Otherwise, he has no right to levy taxes. If the king looks after spiritual interests of the citizen, he can levy taxes without difficulties. In this way, both the subjects and the king will be happy during this life and in the next life. In the next life, the king will be able to share 1/6 of the pious activities of the citizens. Otherwise, by levying taxes on the sinful citizens, he will have to share the reactions of their sinful activities. This same principle can be applied to parents and spiritual masters as well. If parents simply give birth to children, like cats and dogs, but cannot save their children from imminent death, they become responsible for the activities of their animalistic children. Lately, such children are turning into hippies. Similarly, if a spiritual master cannot direct his disciples to become free of sinful activities, he becomes responsible for their sinful acts. These subtle laws of nature are unknown to the present leaders of the society. Since the leaders of society have poor fund of knowledge, and the citizens in general are rogues and thieves, there cannot be an auspicious situation for human society. At the present moment, the whole world is full of such an incompatible combination of state and citizens, and therefore there is constant tension, war and anxiety as an inevitable result of such social conditions. Hare Krishna. Very long forward, and so many things to be said. So in the previous sloka, text number 13, Lord Vishnu has appeared in the arena, sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, and so he is giving lots of instructions. So just before this, Lord have instructed that you should rule over the kingdom. How? Being equal to Uttama, Madhyama and Adhama. Those who are lower and those who are Madhyama in medium category and those who are senior, higher level. You be equal to all of them. So question may be how he could be equal? So Lord says, I have created the system of ruling. You have amatyas, you have mantris, ministers, and so on. The advisors are there. So you consult them and you rule the kingdom. Vidhatsa vira kila loka rakshanam. So then, in this sloka, text number 14, as if King Parikshit is questioning, he may have some doubt. The Lord has ordered him to rule over the kingdom. Now to rule the kingdom, I have to take means of punishment. Sometimes the citizens are going in the wrong way, the rogues and thieves are there, then to fix them, to rule over them, you have to use danda, punishment. So if I keep doing this in my whole life, in order to rule the kingdom, then I become, you know, what is the chance for me to advance in spiritual life? So to answer this question, Lord Vishnu here is saying that Sreya Prajapalanam Eva Rajyaha. Rajyaha Prajapalanam Eva Sreyaha. You know this word Sreya is a very interesting word. Sreya comes many times in the scripture. And Srila Prabhupada has spoken many times on that. Sreya means spiritual benefit, ultimate benefit. There is Sreya and prayer. That's what Srila Prabhupada explains. Sreya means ultimate benefit. Prayer means that immediate benefit, sense gratification. Something you like immediately to have. That's prayer. But Sreya is something, ultimate benefit, that will benefit you in your next life, in the spiritual world. So this is Sreya, ultimate benefit. So for a king, like Prithu Maharaj, Prajapalanam Eva. Eva means certainly. To rule over Praja is the ultimate benefit for his, you know, for his life. And that's how he will make progress. A king will make progress by ruling the kingdom, by ruling in the subjects, with the rules and regulations that are prescribed for a king. So talking about Sreya, Lord Chaitanya inquired from Ramananda Roy, Sreya madhye kona Sreya, jivir hai shar, Krishna bhakta sanga vina Sreya nahiyar. So Lord Chaitanya inquires, among those ultimate benefit, which is the supermost benefit, supreme Sreya? So the answer was Krishna Bhakta Sangha. Association of devotees is the ultimate benefit for a jiva. Without association of a devotee, he will not make any improvement. And this association of devotee is so important, so potent, that even a half a moment somebody associates with a devotee, he can gets ultimate benefit. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre koi. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Lava matra. All the scriptures are glorifying the sadhu sangha, association of devotees. But even half a moment somebody associates devotees, and then somebody has a chance to associate with the devotees. In sarva siddhi hoy, he attains sarva siddhi, all perfection. Kshanardhi na vitulaye na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kimutashishah. If one associates with a devotee a fraction of moment, the benefit of that is not compared. It cannot be compared to going to heavenly planet, na punarbhavam, even going to Vaikuntha, never come back. But associating with devotee is much more than that. There is a story, Ambarish Maharaj's brother, you know, we hear about Ambarish Maharaj. He was so great devotee. He engaged all his senses in the devotional service of Krishna. But his brother was so atheist, so gnostic. He never had faith in the holy name, in the Lord. So somehow or other, one time Narada Muni came to see Ambarish Maharaj, and during that time he happened to see this brother of Ambarish Maharaj, who was so atheist, Gnostic, faithless. So, Narad Muni asked him to associate with devotees, take part in devotional association of devotees. So he asked, what is the benefit of associating devotees? Tell me. Then I will be motivated to do it. So Narad Muni said, no, I cannot tell you that. You better go ask Lord Brahma. So he goes to Lord Brahma. What is the benefit of associating devotee? Lord Brahma said, well, I am not educated that much to answer your question. Maybe you can go to Lord Shiva. So he goes to Lord Shiva, asks the same question. Lord Shiva said, well, I don't have an answer for this. Now, if you want, if you really want the answer for this question, go to Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan. Ask him. So somehow or other he was pushed, going back to Garden, you know, to Vaikuntha. He goes to Lord Narayan and asks, my dear Lord, please tell me. I have been sent to different authorities, so many places. Just, I want to know, what is the benefit of associating devotees? Lord Narayan said, even though you have never done anything in any devotional service, you have come to my abode. That's the benefit. Hare Krishna. One moment of associating with Narada Muni, he got back to Garden, doing nothing. He got darshan of Brahma, Shiva, Lord Narayan, and living in Vaikuntha, Hare Krishna. That is the benefit of associating devotee. You never know what happens, what's going to happen. So that is, I'm talking about Shreya. That's the first word of this sloka. If we discuss the whole sloka, we'll be sitting here all day. Because I will not, I don't want to make you an uncomfortable situation. So now, second word, prajapalanam. What is that? Prajapalanam eva rajyaha. Okay, let's complete the first line. Rajyaha prajapalanam eva shreyaha. That's what we discussed. So rajyaha prajapalanam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 17th chapter, where dharma and bhumi, they have discussed, because Lord Krishna has left. And so bhumi was very much morous, and dharma, bhumi was in the form of cow, and dharma was in the form of bull. So they both were talking, and they have discussion. So in that discussion, this appears that rajyohi paramo dharmaha swadharma sthanu palanam. The king's ultimate duty is to protect his kingdom, protect his citizens. Swadharma sthanu palanam. He should be situated in his own dharma, in his own varnasram. And praja should be also following varnasram dharma. So in this way, if a king rules, then he is the worthy of being ruler. And king should see that praja is not going astray. Everyone is following their own dharma, right? And nobody should go away, transgress their dharma. Transgressing dharma is not recommended unless it is emergency. If the situation comes that you are in an emergency, you cannot really protect your dharma, then you may give up and take something else to protect your life, or something that you need to do. But unless there is emergency, you should not, the praja should not give up their dharma. Anapadhi utpathaniha. Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanatana Goswami about the Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava, what is Vaishnava, what are the conducts of Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya said, Sanatana Goswami, you are so pure. Even by touching you, the whole world can become pure, purified. But still, it is you, since you are a Vaishnava, therefore you keep, you protect your maryada, your etiquette, your conduct. Because as a Vaishnava, the ornament of Vaishnava is to protect protect his, how do you say, maryada. Maryada translated as etiquette. So, Vaishnava should not give up his etiquette at any time, even in emergency. That's why we understand from the statement of Lord Chaitanya. Because if one transgresses the rules and regulations of Vaishnava, as a Vaishnava, then he becomes worthy of laughter. And people will make joke at him, mock at him. So as a result, he will lose this world and the other world. I mean, there is no future for him. So Vaishnava must be a Vaishnava should be full of maryada, he should protect his maryada. Maryada is Vaishnava etiquette. So the same way, the praja, the citizen, should not give up their dharma. Anapadi utpathaniha. Yasya rashtre praja sarva trashyante sadhya sadhuvi tasya matasya nashyanti kirtira yurbhago gatihi. If a king does not protect his kingdom, and the praja, the citizens, are being troubled by the rogues and thieves, and the king is in the position but he is not protecting his citizens, then that kind of king will lose his fame, his life, his opulence, and his destination. That's the statement of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada comments in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 37-32. What is the symptom, lakshana of duties of a king? Kshatriyohi prajarakshan shastra pani pradandayan nirjitya parasanyadi kshitam dharmena palaya. Dharmena palaya. The king should rule over the kingdom enjoined with the rules and regulations that are prescribed to him. Shastra pani pradandayan, and he should punish those people who are making troubles, making disturbances in the country. And he should also conquer the armies of the inimical kings. So that's how he can be prosperous, he can be successful. So now, what the shloka says, that rajyah prajaparanam eva sriyah, the ultimate benefit a king will derive by ruling the kingdom like this. And if he does so, then whatever pious activity the praja, the citizens, will do, he will get how much? 1/6. 1/6 part of that pious activity, the king will receive. He gets the benefit of that. If he rules the kingdom, rules the citizen with dharma. Anyatha, harta anyatha, right? Hrita punya prajanam. Anyatha, otherwise, if he does not do so, and he is simply collecting taxes, but not ruling the citizens with dharma, then he becomes, his pious activities are taken by the prajas, by citizens, and the sinful activities of the citizens will be given to the king. He receives the sinful activity, and because of that he has to suffer. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the same way we have the parents and spiritual masters also have the responsibility to rule the family, to rule the disciples. So what is the dharma of parents? The dharma of parents is that not simply we get the children, but you have to educate them also. What Chanakya said about it? Mata satru pita vairi yena valo na patita na shuvate shabhavadye hamsamadhi bakuyatha. Chanakya says, the mother is inimical to her child, and pita is, what? Pita vairi, mata shatru. Mata is, shatru means envious, right? Shatru. Pita is vairi, is enemy, because they are not educating their children. They didn't give best education, Krishna conscious education to the children. Education, like vidya, means what? Bhagavatam says, sa vidya tanmatir yaya. It also said, sa vidya ya vimuktaye. Knowledge or learning is that by which one can get attraction to Lord Krishna. Or also, the knowledge and or the learning is that by which one becomes liberated. Otherwise, there is no knowledge. Either you get PhD, ABC, whatever you get, it has no value. Learning means you becoming liberated. So, parents has a duty, this is their dharma, toward their children, that they should give them best education, best Krishna consciousness. Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev Maharaj instructs to his 100 sons, Gurur Nasasya, Sajano Nasasya, Pita Nasasya, Janani Nasasya, Daivam Natasya, Napatisya Sasya, Namo Jaye, Yasamupeta Mrityam. Srila Prabhupada explains is that one is not qualified, one is not qualified to become father, mother, guru, friend, whatever the position is, unless one is able to guide the subjects so that he can become free from death. Namo chayadhyaya samupeta mrityum. Mrityu, the death, is always in front of us. Always, either in the front or in the back. There is always, very close. Death is always with us. Death is compared with a big snake with open big mouth. Kala vyala mukha grasa trasa nirnasa hetave. Srimad Bhagavatam Sastram Kalaukire Navashitam. Kala, Vyala, the death, the snake, death in form of snake, opening big wide mouth, is following us. Any time it can swallow you. So Sukadeva Goswami has kindly made this, distributed this Srimad Bhagavatam to remove us from the mouth of death, especially in Kali Yuga. So death is compared to a snake, huge snake, open mouth. And nobody can be free from, unless one attains the lotus feet of Krishna. My father told us a story. There was one horse rider, very expert horse rider. So many horses he rode in his life. So he felt he was so expert in horse riding, nobody can defeat him. So he approached an astrologer one day and he asked, can you tell me, he was joking, can you tell me when I will die? So astrologer said, in 1 week you will die. Oh really? How? How will I know that death is coming to me? He said, well, you will see. And also he told the time, what time I will die. He said, midday, right, 12 o'clock. You will be sitting on your porch. You will see somebody riding horse. And then you will see. That is your death. Oh man, what are you talking about? I'm very expert horse rider. I can teach him lesson. And I'll send him to Yamaraj. I don't believe it. Ashwada said, okay, never mind. But death is coming. So he said, okay. Even if that is true, I will try to avoid it from death. He said, what I will do? I will do some surgery, I will keep my legs away from my room. So if I don't have legs, and I will not walk anywhere, I will not get very close to the death, so he will not be able to take me. So he did. So he, you know, he kept his leg somewhere else, some another room. So he was sitting without legs. So he's sitting, relaxing in the wheelchair and his porch. So that seventh day, midday, somebody's riding horse. And of course, he's the expert horse rider. He knows how to ride a horse. Somebody's riding horse. Horse is going this way, but the guy is facing the other side, the back side, backward. Horse going this way, but his face is that side. So he comes, he completely forgot this person, that death is coming at this point. And he said, what a crazy fellow is this? This is not the way to ride a horse. Wait, stop there, I will teach you how to ride a horse. I'm an expert horse rider, everybody knows me. So he asked his son, okay, my son, bring my legs, I have to teach this lesson, this guy, lesson. He doesn't know how to ride a horse. So son brings him the legs, he fixes his legs on him and he runs toward the horse. Man, you don't know how to ride a horse, get down. I will ride the horse and I will teach you how to ride the horse. So he rides on the horse and gone to Yamaraj, Yampuri, Hare Krishna. He's teaching the Yamaraj how to ride the horse. So, Yamaraj has many tricks. The death has many tricks how he can take. Sometimes it comes as a heart attack, sometimes it comes as an accident, sometimes it comes, maybe stomach ache or headache or whatever. With any kind of excuse, death will take you. Because death is very close to us. Whenever time comes, just needs little excuse. Okay, he had a headache, or he had a heart attack, or he had something, then he's gone. Hare Krishna. So, death has many tricks. Devaki, when Lord Krishna appeared in prison, Devaki made a prayer. So nice, wonderful. We should learn that. Mrityu mrityu vyalabhita palayan lokan sarvan nirvayam nadyagachat tvadpadabjam prapya jadrichayadya swastha shriti mrityu rasmadapaiti. Mrityu vyalabhita palayan. the living entity is always afraid of death. Always afraid of death and trying to run away from death. Run away, but where he can go? There is no shelter. But somehow or other, if he gets direction, proper guide direction from Sadhu Sangha, and he catches the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly, then he can sleep very peacefully. He can sleep very peacefully. Then the death will go away, he will not disturb him. So that is what we are trying to gain. We are here in Sadhu Sangha, we are trying to conquer death. Srila Prabhupada says, the scientists, they say they go to the moon. They go to the moon. The moon has life, and they have life is longer on the moon planet. They live 10,000 years. But if the scientists go there, why they come back? What's the use coming back here? We live barely 100 years. You get to that place where you can live 10,000 years, why come back here? Useless attempt. You spend so much money, go up there. Instead of staying there, you come back here with no reason, with no proof. So Srila Prabhupada says, we can confidently, what he says, you can easily, we can be confident that these scientists have never gone to moon. We are afraid of death here, any time. But if you can live a little longer, you get to that place, why you come back? Never come back. But we are not looking that place. We are searching for that place from where you never have to come back. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. That's the supreme abode of Lord Krishna, where you get there. Once you get there, you never have to come back. Hare Krishna. So I will stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One small question. Nagitana will do.
Modern system of government, so far away from what's actually happening in politics, so far away from the reality that we are dealing with when we're dealing with governments and the ruling parties and stuff like that. But I wonder, what does it have to do with reality? It's a nice purport, and maybe in a time long, long ago when they were kings, it might have been nice, something to consider, but now it's so far away from reality, I wonder if it's the point.
Especially there is no hope in this age to improve any situation. Just like we hear many times, the Brahmanas are fallen. We can see, Kshatriyas are also fallen. You know, what to speak of the others? Kshatriyas have also fallen. So, whatever it works now, for us it works, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That's what we have to do, and spread the Krishna consciousness masses. So, in some year, maybe 200, 300, 500 years, when the holy name of Lord Chaitanya spread all over the world, there may be some hope to get better. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Then Nivas Prabhu.
The comment, Hare Krishna, the comment on this verse, how the king should he'll accept 1-6. If he performs his duty properly, result of my activities with the
Well, those are preset amount, I think, not only in that case, in this, you know, kings and citizens case. For example, you see, I have read from Kartik Mahatmya, I think, a disciple or any person bow down to you, he also gets 1/6 of your pious activities. Somebody associates with you, sits next to you, or follows you, goes, you know, walks behind you. The question was how to, you know, sometimes it may happen that somebody voluntarily give his pious activity to somebody more than he needs, right, for his welfare. But if somebody is not giving, but we want to get, you know, get something from him, how to get it? That was a question asked by Satyabhama. So Krishna, Lord Krishna explains. If you see someone is very advanced, elevated personality, associate with him, sit next to him, if possible, follow him, touch him, bow down to him, and that way you get 1/6 of his pious activity. And that's how you, you know, become rich and piety. So those are, I think, the preset amount. How that goes, I'm not sure exactly. But then in different cases, those are 1/6, you know, 1/6 amount is allowed, allotted. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
I'm having one comment. So, Prabhu told in Yori, now present situation is very hopeless. But in Prabhupada life, we saw this is a hope. The Prabhupada life, practical, grihastha life, he was not happy at all. But Prabhupada, he left everything, he took shelter of Hare Krishna. Just he was very, very happy. And practically we saw our grihastha, somebody in this life, some parents are very happy. They are not bothered because they tried to bring this Krishna consciousness to their children. Mm. But maximum children are now modern education. But parents are here, very happy with chanting, very happy, they are doing their own, but parents are doing their own Krishna consciousness. So that is the hope. Otherwise, if you are calculating all these things, then there is no hope, it is true. But this is the hope, Prabhupada's life will stop.
Thank you, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. I have to get to the school now.